right, so this is the very Manic Jimmy Cap Show taped to broadcast. I have the king of sludge, Jimmy Bauer. How you doing there, my friend?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I got to tell you, 2013, you really got a taste of the life cycle. By what I mean by that is obviously, you know, the tragic death of Joey Lacaz, and then the birth of your son, man. I mean, you really got a taste of real world. How are you feeling, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. I don't know. Like you said, it's been a weird year, man.
Yeah, man, literally. You know, when I ask you this, I ask you this as a friend. Anytime, you know, you lose someone, it really reawakens your eyes and it really puts priorities in your life. And then you had the birth of your child, man. I mean, so it's gotta been a wild ride, right?
Yeah, it's like a kind of really good thing happened and a really bad thing happened, like you were saying, and definitely makes you do some thinking, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? How are you doing? How are you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I guess, man. Just trying to stay busy. The one positive thing about Joey passing away was, like him being my best friend. And when you're best friends with somebody, you know, you really sit down and talk with them, and you know what they think and what they feel. And so, I know he wouldn't have wanted us to sit around and fucking gloat, you know?
Yeah.
And so we got back to work as hard as we could, man. So, and on the other side of it, my daughter's beautiful and probably the most important thing that ever happened to me, man. It's really cool.
Oh, wow. I can imagine, dude. That's got to be really rewarding in itself right there, right?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, I kind of grew up, I never was really around babies or anything, you know, never had any little cousins running around or anything like that, so I'm learning, man, you know, and it's something I've always wanted, you know, so, yeah, man. 2013 was a weird year, dude.
Yeah, man, you know, I gotta tell you, I relate with dealing with children. My brother just had a kid, man, and you know, he's only a year, and same thing, you know, like I've never interacted with children before. I've avoided them like the plague, but they bring something out of you, man. They really dig deep down in your soul, and they bring out a humanity in you that, and a compassion that, I guess that's why the world keeps turning, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, dude. It's a truly beautiful thing, you know, and I just feel blessed, man.
Good, man. You know? Do you feel that after what you've gone through, because as you mentioned, obviously staying busy is a healthy factor, but when you hit the stage the first time, man, that must have been really the test for you, right? To be playing and not having your best friend there.
Yeah, it was more hard not to cry than anything, you know? It's fucking, it was just weird, man, because the first show was at Horrorfest, and Dale from the Melvins, which was Joey's favorite drummer,
yeah,
you know, would turn around, and that, you know, was Dale there, so, I mean, I got to say it for Dale, man, he's one of the coolest dudes I've ever met in my life, because he made something that was really hard for us a fun transition and made it a little easier, you know, and that's what friends are, man. Friends step up at weird times and do crazy things, you know?
Yeah, man. You know what, man? I got to commend you for not only what you've done in the past and the legacy of I Hate God, but I got to commend you and the rest of you guys for just being human beings, dude. You know what I mean? And to go through that and to persevere and to keep continuing and honoring your fallen brother and bandmate, that means a lot. Because most, in this day and time that we're living, man, people don't even cherish that, man. They just move on and they discard people like nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had experienced death, but not like, I've never been super close to a bro like that, you know, and it's just, That was weird, you know. It was weird, but you know, you gotta move on, man.
Yeah, life goes on, man.
Like you said, it keeps the world going around, you know.
That's right, man. And you know what? What a way to start 2014, man. Okay, so now you're a father. Okay, now you're back. Now you're back on the horse. It's, you know, I gotta tell you, Jimmy. To be honest with you, it's funny saying that you're a father, man. But it's great, though. You know what I mean?
God, I love it, dude. You know, I'm not really a going out person anymore. Anyway, I haven't been for years, and it just grounds me even more. You know, so
yeah, man.
I like making babas and cleaning her diaper. You know, the negative things to me are fun. You know, it's just.
Yeah, man.
Cleaning a diaper is not a positive thing.
Cherish those moments, brother, because I'm telling you, they go by quick, bro.
Yeah, the shit gets bigger.
How are you guys ready to tackle the world, man? The 25th anniversary of I Hate God. My God, dude, has it been that long? Jeez.
Yeah, a quarter of a century. It's crazy, man.
Dude.
It's been not... I mean, we didn't put a record out until 91, but the band, the inception, and we started jamming around 88, late 88. So, yeah, it's been really a long time, and we have a new record coming out this year, which Joey played on.
Nice.
So that's a big deal for us, you know, is to get that out there. It's kind of like a final closure kind of thing for us, you know. So
yeah.
It's been 13 years since we put a record out, so it's... That's a big deal for us, and it's just really cool that it's finally going to happen. So.
When will that record be released?
We're looking at an April, maybe May release.
Okay.
So just tying up the loose ends, getting the artwork together and stuff, and it looks like in America it's going to be coming out on Housecore.
Nice.
And for the rest of the world, that's the only thing that we haven't figured out yet, so... So it's just we're slowly trudging forward. It's all for some reason it's always been hard for us to get another release out, you know. And we feel like if we can get don't feel like it. We know if we can get this one out, it'll be a lot easier to keep doing it. So,
would you go as far as to say that, you know? Because I remember we discussed this the last time on the record, but now that where you're at in life. It's one of those things that it has to come out, not only for the memory of Joey, but also just to reestablish the reign, so to speak, and to shut up all the naysayers, man. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think this record's got a powerful, powerful punch as far as riffs go, and you know, I'm just really proud of it, man. So to see it come out and just have somebody come up and go, anybody come up and go, man, it's a killer record. That's gonna close the door for me. You know, it's like, wow, that's awesome.